When it comes to your sales stack, stop tool hopping and start winning with Nux. Simplify your outbound today at nux.ai/salesgravy. That's nooks.ai/salesgravy.
This is the Sales Gravy Podcast. Hi, I'm Jeb Blunt, best-selling author of Fanatical Prospecting, Objections, Sales EQ, and Inc., and I'm here to help you open more doors, close bigger deals, and rock your commission check.
Welcome back to the Sales Gravy Podcast. I'm Jeb Blunt Jr. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into the world of modern selling with the man who literally wrote the book on it. I am really excited about this interview. We have brought back one of my favorite people in the sales training and thought leadership world. Mr. Daniel Disney has been a foundational voice for modern sellers for many years, teaching us how to turn LinkedIn and social media from a digital resume into a revenue generating machine. He is someone that I'm also really blessed to call my friend, and you probably know him because he's the mind behind The Daily Sales. He's the author of The Ultimate LinkedIn Sales Guide. You got to go pick that up right now. And he's a world-renowned keynote speaker, even appearing on stages such as Inbound with some of the best speakers in the world. Daniel, welcome back to the show.
Oh, what an introduction. And thank you so much for having me back. This time last year, I was there in person and we had such a great time. And I'm so grateful to get to work with you. And as you say, to have you and your family and the whole team as friends has just been a privilege. So I can't wait to dig into more sales topics today.
It's really a great opportunity for the Sales Gravy Podcast to have people like you on the show, especially with these multiple conversations, because we can really dive a little bit deeper into the fine details of some of these topics, not staying surface level, but actually getting like some of the meat and the potatoes out of this conversation. You live in the social media selling world. This is the space that you have carved out for yourself, which puts you in kind of a unique situation because it's sort of like one of those mediums where I think it ebbs and flows with where people are feeling in the culture, and you have a really consistent voice here. I think the biggest ebb and flow in the last 5 years, right, has been artificial intelligence. And the reason that artificial intelligence has been such of an ebb is that I have seen and used myself AI to write posts, to start utilizing social media more, to get more of a consistent posting schedule done. It's a lot easier when you have something to help you write all these things. But what I have noticed is that the saturation of social media, especially on places like LinkedIn, has become a cesspool, a place of people who are saying, hey, write me a post today. And then it does. And then they put it up and you can tell. So how are you coaching elite sellers to differentiate their signals and what they're putting out there from all the noise that is just populating this platform for 24 hours a day, every single minute of the day? There's just something that's kind of keeping the authenticity out of the world.
I think there's two comparisons I want to make. Number one, this is no different to everything else in sales. If you think you're teaching cold calling and you've got some scripts and those scripts are great, then you get the majority of salespeople that are literally reading off that script. They're saying the same things. It's the same hooks, the same introductions. And guess what? It soon stops working. And that's exactly what we're seeing with AI in sales, as well as in LinkedIn and social selling. People use it as a shortcut. I think calling people lazy, but it is a form of laziness if you are taking something and just putting it straight out there, whether it's a template, whether it's an AI generated LinkedIn post. You know, if you're pretty much copy and pasting or just reading from a script, then ultimately you're going to get drowned out as noise because everyone else is doing it. And so what is crucial, and again, this will apply to the cold calls you make, the emails you send, and definitely on LinkedIn, is that you take that and then you add to it. You make it your own. I call it a lump of clay. AI gives you a lump of clay. Now, instead of you having to go out and find all these different bits of clay to put together, it gives you the mold that you can then turn into something that is authentic, it's genuine, it's value giving, etc. But you have to contribute to it. AI gets you some of the way. You have to take it the rest. But you're right. What we see is they take what AI gives them and they just put it out there. And then everyone's doing it and it just becomes noise. No one's getting engagement. And the exciting thing is, just like in most areas of sales, it makes it such a great opportunity for those that do go the extra mile, that do add that little level of personality and authenticity. It's actually really easy to cut through the noise. It's just a few little extra steps.
I really like that you compare this to any skill we have in sales. And I the reason I want to bring this back up is I want you to kind of flesh out that it is not a new invention that there's noise in the world. because when the telephone was invented and scripts were invented, and that was in like 1908, right? Like, or 1887, whenever the NCR first kickoff happened, and then we have scripts for salespeople, they're saying those scripts over and over and over again. It's the same thing as essentially copy and pasting and putting it on the internet. And this is not a new phenomenon that we're dealing with. For you, as you say, this is no different than any of those other skills. As you work with leaders in businesses and they're trying to coach their team to be more effective across all of their channels, what are those conversations like for those leaders before they walk into the room with a bunch of salespeople and say, hey, let's go get on social media and start building brands for our sales force so that we have a marketing channel that isn't just the marketing team? What's like the game time room? Like, you're in the locker room with them and they're like getting ready to go into the sales pit and start talking about this stuff. What does it look like?
I think the most important part is that you help them understand it in itself. I think the challenge often presents itself where you've got these sales leaders, they know that their teams need to be using LinkedIn and social selling, so they go and tell them to do it. They have no idea what the sales team needs to do. The sales team are then on LinkedIn, probably using AI, copy and pasting it. They're telling the manager that they're doing what they were asked to do, and
right,
yet there's no results coming in, and it becomes this vicious cycle. So the first step and the first thing I try to do is help sales leaders at least understand the core basics. So what is it you actually want your team to do? Why do you want them to do it? And what can you expect in return? But going back to the AI topic and an analogy, it's important that they understand what best practice is. So if you're going to ask your sales team to start creating content, at least at a basic level, show them how to do it. And as a leader, make sure you understand how to do it. And this is where the extra layer comes into it. As a sales leader, not only do you want to lead by example and obviously support your team on LinkedIn, but it benefits you as a leader. Because if you're active on LinkedIn and doing all the things that your sales team should be doing, you're going to attract better talent. So when you're hiring for salespeople, if you're building your brand on LinkedIn, talking about your sales team and how you look after your sales team and all the great things you're doing, you're going to attract talent. You're going to motivate and inspire your team, because if one of them has had a great day, week, or month, and you post about it, how good are they going to feel about it? And you're probably going to generate inbound leads and customer introductions, because as a leader, you're going to be networking with other leaders. So there's a whole separate caveat of opportunity for sales leaders using LinkedIn. And in doing so, you're then strengthening your understanding of the platform, which is going to help you lead your sales teams to do the same in a customer sort of facing environment.
I want to come back to this leader in a few minutes, because that was so core to your message, which is that this isn't just the act of putting up things so that other people can see you. It is the act of building a base of network, of value, of brand, of your personal experience to bring more leads in and to close those into meaningful revenue. But I want to get back to the managers in a minute. I wrote down a kind of an equation that you essentially listed out, the quote of, we like lazy people because lazy people find the best routes. Like, there is something to that, but what you're saying in terms of laziness is equals efficiency at the expense of effectiveness. It is simply to do those things, to check off the box, to tell your manager that you have done the 5 social media posts this week and you can, not get put on your PIP. But that's laziness. We're seeing a lot of sellers use AI to write comments on posts. So not just the content they actually put out, but what they're commenting on the internet. And it's a lot of the generic, like, wow, this is really valuable. Thank you for posting this. I'm so glad we're connected. And, just like the most generic comments, especially on a platform like LinkedIn, where your personal opinion isn't necessarily your first go-to. So how are you helping people understand the line between, using AI for that efficiency, and then how do you comment with human authenticity? Because I understand that, I do this, like commenting on 15 posts a day to keep my social media connections active is just simply a lot of emotional like expense that isn't necessarily worth the ROI. But it is so important that you comment with your thoughts. So how do you ride the line between those two, and what are you coaching salespeople to do?
I mean, it's going to be a bad thing if you need AI to write a comment that says something like, great post, really enjoyed it. I mean, if you need AI to do that for you, then we're doomed. It's a bad state of affairs. But unfortunately, you are right. I think it's a mixture of not just they're using it to write the comment, but it's either the automation of it, and not that I can actually name any, but there probably are tools out there that can do that for you automatically. I guarantee you they'll get you banned at some point, so I would always recommend stay away from them. But that's probably where a lot of it comes into play. And the problem is LinkedIn has increased the value of comments over the last year and a half, 2 years. So they've made comments crucial to the overall engagement of your content, as well as the impact that your personal brand will have on the platform. We then have some LinkedIn experts that are sort of trying to push spending 2 hours plus a day commenting. And I agree with you. In all the years I've been using LinkedIn and for all the time I spend on it currently, the ROI isn't there. It might help you get a little bit of extra here or there with engagement and with your personal brand, but it is fractional for the time you're putting in. And similar to you, I max myself at 10 to 15 minutes a day commenting, if that. I try and keep it down to sort of 5 minutes where possible. And some easy things you can do to really make this more efficient. Number one, the people that you want to engage on, which should always be your customers and your prospects, as well as key industry thought leaders, make sure you click the bell icon on their LinkedIn profiles so that LinkedIn, A, prioritizes their content in your feed, but it also notifies you when they post. So you don't have to spend hours scrolling trying to find a good post. You can have all the prime posts right there in your notifications at the top of your feed. So it's literally easy as possible to then go through and comment. And then when it comes to commenting, I do think the more you do it, the easier it becomes and the more confident you get. You have a read or you watch. Most content shouldn't take you long to consume because it's short content, even if it's a text or it's a 1 minute video, 2 minute video. It doesn't take a lot of time to watch. And then all you're doing is adding something that contributes to the post, sharing a thought, an idea. And if you can do that 3 to 5 times consistently, whether it's daily or at least a few times a week, that's going to deliver a strong ROI. You don't have to be commenting on 10, 15, 20, 30 plus posts where you're spending all this time. That's never going to drive a significant ROI. It's taking away your time from doing things like creating your own content, for sending messages that actually start conversations. Those are the activities that drive a much greater ROI. So commenting is a key part of the strategy, but it's important that it fits in the right place alongside all those other activities.
I want to highlight in what you just answered is that LinkedIn really values your comments. Like, it just does. It wants you to comment and it wants you to be engaged with the platform, wants you to engage with others because it keeps others engaged if you're commenting. So they have an incentive, a business incentive, to value these comments at a higher level. But what you've kind of outlined is it's not useless. It cannot be useless. You can spend 15 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever commenting on something and it just be useless time too. I prefer that if you're going to go and spend only 5 minutes commenting, some of those things could just be asking a question, just one single line question to a post and say, hey, I want to ask a question about this. And that will get some engagement. And it's easier on your, I think it's better because you don't have to put yourself out there and like write a whole paragraph about your thoughts on something. You can just ask the question. I like to take posts and, you know, if I see something from Daniel, especially from the Daily Sales, and I find it like really interesting or funny, I might repost that. And I use AI to like help shape my thoughts. If I'm going to share this, now I'm going to shape the thoughts I have about it. And I might spend 30 minutes just kind of working through it, but that's going to be my content as well as my comment. And I really like that you've put a distinction on that. We have this challenge on LinkedIn, and I have this too. So I'm hoping for your help. We want to provide value, and I struggle with on social media, what is value from a posting perspective? Is it pricing information? Is it all of our products and features? Is it simply just motivational stuff that I can post that incentivizes people to think or something like that? Like, what is the content that is the value that you're seeing from your prospects?
It's such a big word, isn't it? And we see it all over LinkedIn. Everyone's preaching value, but actually understanding what is value is a little bit deeper, which I'm glad we get to dig into in this chat. But for me, value is that they're getting something. That's it in its simplest form. They're getting something. Now, if you are just promoting your product, they're not getting anything out of it, not anything that actually is valuable to them. It's more valuable to you. What you want is that value exchange to be more in favor of your audience, your prospects, your customers, etc. So as an example, let's say I sell to marketing leaders, whatever product that might be. My target audience is VPs of marketing, marketing directors. If I shared a post that was, here are my current top 6 marketing books, and I wrote that list of books, took a picture of them all together, tagged the author of the books in, shared a few thoughts on each book, that's value. I'm making a recommendation to my target audience. They're going to look at that. Some of them would have read some of them. Some of them might have read all of them, none of them, but it's value. Equally, if it was a humor post that was, you know, relevant to what a marketing leader might go through, that's going to entertain them. That's a form of value. Maybe it's a a motivational quote, again, relevant to marketing, that inspires them. That's a value given. Now, it's a spectrum. You can go from something that's quite fluffy, like a motivational quote, where they're going to get inspired from it. There's not necessarily a lot of relevancy apart from to their specific role. What you want to try and do is then also have promotional content that gives value. So if you can promote your product or your solution in a way that gives value, then that's the ultimate sweet spot where you'll start to then convert. Because we don't just want engagement, we want inbound leads and conversations. So if you can create something that could be humorous, entertaining, or insightful that focuses on the problems you solve, the solutions you offer, that's when you're going to really start to get buy-in. I'll give you an example. I had a meme I created a few years back, and I think it was a picture from the film 300, where he's sort of like, you know, really motivating the army. You can see all the army, you know, all there ready. And that was sort of sales leaders
on the
team meeting.
Yeah.
And then
there's
a lazy cat at the bottom just sat on the sofa with a beer and a remote. And that was salespeople 5 minutes later. And for me, it was sort of entertaining to sales leaders. And the amount of sales leaders that I had conversations with that mentioned that, and we used it in the conversation to say, well, the training or the keynote, we're going to make sure we actually really keep that momentum going. It becomes relevant. And that's where, again, the content itself gives value, but you can tie it into a conversation or a pitch or a product that you sell.
I think that this meme is interesting, very 21st century conversation on a sales podcast. You mentioned this meme that you built. What I took from that is, if I'm looking at content, there's a couple of ways I can go about this. I can go more motivational, more take it seriously route and have some of those conversations that are more like, I'm going to tell you a story about, and it kind of be kind of a serious story of like how I solved a customer's problem or something like that, to complete humor. And what I really love about the marketing leaders or sales leaders that saw that meme was it helped, the meme itself helped encapsulate a feeling or a process or just kind of a trope that we all experience at some point. And look, if you're a salesperson and you're speaking to, like, I don't know, an operations group, like you're speaking to people who like run factories, if they're on LinkedIn, and they happen to be, and they happen to be on LinkedIn, you provide a meme that just encapsulates their experience within a factory, I guarantee you that they're using that with conversations with their superiors. They're probably bringing it up with their coworkers. They probably, if you had a conversation with them, you would be able to actually have a discovery call and say, hey, I saw you like this, and I saw you had a fun comment about it. How is this really affecting you? Because humor has a nugget of truth at the bottom of it. And that's what makes it funny.
What does it do more than anything? It shows them that you understand them. And that's so powerful. It shows that you understand their world. And that creates influence and authority. And it is no different to if you were to meet them in person or do a Zoom call with them or even a phone call and you make a joke in person. We do it. Humor is a part of sales in all aspects, but sometimes we can't connect that dot to then sharing something humorous. We think, oh no, it's not proper. It's not professional to share humorous content on LinkedIn. And actually, LinkedIn is a networking platform. When we talk about comments, we're talking about conversations. Comments are the same as going up to people in a networking room and talking. It's conversations. Mm. And that's what sales thrives upon. And humor is no different to telling a joke. Sharing a story is no different to sharing a story. LinkedIn is just a digital networking room. And again, we often don't connect those two up. But as soon as you do, that's when it all starts to make sense.
I wonder if you've helped people in this situation. So for someone like me, I love networking. Like, I'm a huge walking to a room and I have no fear. It doesn't matter if Elon Musk was in a room or you know, whoever, whatever your favorite billionaire is. If it was their company and there's all these crazy people who I would assume had a higher status than me, I can walk into that room equalizer. Like, I love networking. It's so much fun. But then I get on LinkedIn and I get kind of like in my head about, well, are they going to think this is wrong? You know, I get very much concerned. Strained by my own anxiety around what's couth, what's not okay, what can I say? I don't think that when I go into a networking room. So have you worked with people like that, especially in sales, you know, who have that kind of personality type? What are some of the conversations that you've seen unlock the ability to walk into the LinkedIn room and just equalize it?
I think a lot of it comes down to confidence, both in knowing what to do and how to do it, but then also confidence from experience. I can imagine the first networking room you went in ever, probably you weren't as confident as you might be now. It builds up over time, and it also equates to the sort of training that you have prior. I think once you can break down, look, here is what you should do. Here is how you can do it. Here is the sort of simple step-by-steps. For me, the easiest way to help people in that situation is to make it as easy and simple as possible. Take away the complication, take away the expectations, take away the assumptions, and just create simple processes or frameworks that they can follow that, again, are easy to apply. We all overcomplicate it. And I think what makes LinkedIn maybe a bit different and challenging is that we go on it and we consume this noise. So we're seeing all these posts and we're seeing people with crazy claims and crazy stories and we're seeing selfies, and it's all of this noise then sits in your head, and that can be a bit of a cloud.
Yeah.
And sort of trying to separate yourself from that can then help you think, right, okay, do you know what? I know what I do. I know the value I give. I know my industry. I know my customers. And for me, the North Star has always been, I just want to help my audience, industry, and customers. That's my North Star. So when I'm creating content, when I'm sending messages, when I'm commenting, it's all about that single purpose, which is just to help my customers, which is the general purpose of everyone in sales. And if you can cut out the noise and just keep that focus, it does become a lot easier. You don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Don't worry about your engagement metrics. Don't worry about all those things. Just go out there to help. If that's how you start, you'll have a much better process and you'll achieve much greater progress.
Yeah, I think ignore the metrics. If I pull anything from that, is the authenticity of just going out there and trying to help people, and ignore the metrics. Build the habit. I think about this with any skill. Right now I'm in the process of learning figure skating with my wife.
Wow.
It's going okay. I can skate on the ice now. I'm doing pretty good, but it's so slow. Like, it's so hard to, she's been doing it for 20 something years. So she's like nearly like, it's not Olympian, but it would be hard for like a layman to understand the differences of, other than like the presentation of it. She's very good. And I am like a child, because I've never been on the ice. And I have to really work on ignoring comparison and saying, I'm not going to look at this as a metric. I'm not going to say, if I don't compete well in this competition, then I should quit. It's just about building a habit. And if you do this on social media, it's the same thing. You build the habit and you go out there with the right heart. Eventually, the metrics will become important, but what does it matter right now? You're just getting started. Now, I want to go back to managers really quickly and let you end on kind of some coaching for the leaders in a business, because we talked about what the game time conversation was with the leaders before they walk into the room to train salespeople on social media. We talk about the sales teams that are given a checklist of, hey, you need to post once a day for 5 days a week, every week. And if you don't do that, you know, there's kind of like consequences or rewards for doing such a good job. And the leaders are saying all of these things, but they're not really following through on it. Like, the leaders have no picture on their LinkedIn profile. They don't have the banner. They're not commenting on things. I mean, they're barely engaged with it. They only share the company post like once a quarter. And, you know, the salespeople essentially go from the place of like, okay, I guess I can use social media, and they get kind of excited, to like 2 weeks later, they're just barely posting anything on LinkedIn anymore. When you work with sales organizations and you're looking at the leadership core fundamentals of understanding why they need to understand the importance of social media, you brought up the benefits to them. Can you kind of walk through what benefits to the leadership that a good social media organization within the sales team really means to them?
Yeah, I think it's important that they understand what is in it for them, because selfish could be a good thing if used the right way, especially in sales. But as a sales leader, if you are going to be motivated to do something, there has to be something in it for you. It can't just be that, well, if I do it, then my team are going to do it. Because if that's your motivation, it means you probably don't understand what they're going to get out of it. It's all a bit too fluffy. So for me, for sales leaders especially, as I mentioned, if they can share a few posts a week, if they can grow their network with their industry and their target audience, they can start commenting, you know, multiple times a week. That in itself is going to help them build brand awareness for the company. It's going to help them attract potential future employees, or maybe you've got roles now that you're trying to fill. It's going to help you attract better talent for them. It's going to motivate your team, because you can, again, acknowledge and reward their success in doing so. And as long as you are also then coaching them, you want them to be doing the same things. You want them to be growing their network with their prospects and customers. You want them to be sharing a few posts a week that gives value to their customers. You want them to be commenting on posts, and obviously you want them to be messaging their prospects and customers as part of a sales strategy or a social selling strategy. Now, what is important, and we've kind of touched it on a few times in this conversation, is to avoid the KPI trap. And that is, activity for the sake of activity instead of driving towards an outcome. So if you are just focused on ticking those boxes, well, I need to post 3 times a week, I need to comment 3 times a week, then that's all you'll do. Like if I go to a salesperson and I say, you need to make 100 calls a day. Easy. Dial, 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 dial. Don't really care what I say. Just got to tick that box of 100 calls.
Is this any different than other sales skills? You have the prospecting caller, right? You say 100 dials a day. It is the most common thing that I hear in sales. And that salesperson, though they make 100 dials a day, will learn to game that system. They will. They will start to like make fake dials. They'll call the number multiple times. And then you'll see 100 dials, but it's not truly 100 dials. The same exact thing will happen on social media. It'll be 3 posts, but it won't really be 3 posts. It'll be like 1 good post and 2 whatever. They're just getting the thing done. So I just want to interrupt you there and just say that's exactly your point from earlier. Continue with the prospecting. They have to understand that getting through this is not just a KPI. It's not a KPI trip.
I think connecting the dots really helps people then see the bigger picture. And that's all I'm ever trying to do. And again, if we look at it, marketing don't help, because if they're put in charge of LinkedIn, marketing is very much a very KPI-based role for a lot of companies, for good or bad. And if they're then, they're ticked boxes, right, we need to be more active on LinkedIn, right, here's a load of corporate content, share it, and it just becomes this vicious cycle. But again, I like to call it autopilot. If we switch off sales autopilot, we switch off KPIs, and it's not you need to send 100 LinkedIn messages a day, it's you need to have 5 good conversations. Those are 2 very different mindsets. And as you say, if I say I want you to have 5 meaningful conversations with potential relevant prospects that you've qualified, that's going to encourage you to have a much more proactive and productive approach than I need you to send 50 blanket template messages that you're just going to copy paste send, which, by the way, is still what the majority of my inbox receives. And it completely blows my mind that currently right now, that's still, and AI is only making it worse, because then people are just doing it at speed and at scale.
And speed and scale, stupidity at speed and scale.
The simplicity of it is, and again, this is why I flip it to an opportunity that actually is exciting. It's so easy to stand out on LinkedIn, whether it's content, just sharing good, authentic, genuine content is actually really easy. And with messaging, I don't think it's ever been easy to cut through the noise. If you just send a real voice note, a value-giving conversational voice note or a video message, you are going to cut through 99% of the AI-generated or the copy and pasted spammy messages instantly. And your response rates will rocket, your conversation rates will rocket, because you're cutting through that noise. And so it hasn't actually been any easier to cut through the noise on LinkedIn in the feed, in the messaging, but it's just about doing things a little bit more authentically and switch off sales autopilot. Stop trying to hit KPIs. If you're a sales leader, don't make that the main measurement of your success, that they've ticked those boxes. Focus it on the outcome. If you're going to share a piece of content, then that content should be valuable to your audience, relevant to your target customers, and optimized to generate engagement. Those are the things you're measuring, not post something. It's, is it going to deliver an outcome that can benefit our social selling process? Same with messages, same with our comments, same with who you add to your network. I could easily add 50 random people to my network, but am I adding 50 of our target ICP? These are the things you want to measure. Focus on the outcome, not the activity, just like everything else in sales.
Leave it out of the KPIs and bring it into the actual real world of conversations. That's how you win in sales. I can't thank you enough for your time, Daniel. You are an expert in your space. And if you haven't checked out his books, which I'm looking at, by the way, because if you're not watching, you can go watch us on YouTube at youtube.com/salesgravy, The Ultimate LinkedIn Sales Guide and The Ultimate LinkedIn Messaging Guide. You got to go pick those up. But Daniel, what's going on in your world? What should people be looking for next? And where can they find you and learn more from you?
Obviously, I'm on LinkedIn and I'm currently nearly finished on my next book, which is designed to help anyone and everyone use LinkedIn in the easiest, simplest way possible, but to deliver the maximum results. I know how hard it is to use LinkedIn, so my focus is to try and make it as easy, simple, and scalable as possible. So that will be out soon. But please do follow me on LinkedIn. I try to create good content. I've been doing it for many years now. I try to keep it as fresh as possible. And my role is to try and help people use LinkedIn and sales the real, authentic, genuine way to help the right people solve the right problems with your products or services. Sales is something to be proud of. I love doing it, and I love using tools like LinkedIn just to help connect with more customers.
Amazing. Well, y'all go follow Daniel. And if you are still listening to this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Music. Leave us a review. In fact, on Spotify, you can give us comments. I'd love to hear what you think about this episode. And if you have any thoughts or opinions, it helps us shape our show so we can help more people sell more. If you aren't watching us on YouTube, go to youtube.com/salesgrave. You can watch all of these conversations. We have great video content there. Leave a comment. I will respond to you. If you leave a comment on YouTube, I might send you a special gift because I'm trying to grow our YouTube audience. So get over there now and hit that bell. If you are interested in investing in yourself or your sales team, we do have lots of live events. Go to salesgravy.com/live. Otherwise, it has been a pleasure to have you on the Sales Gravy Podcast, Daniel, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you very much.
Nooks brings prospecting, emailing, and parallel dialing into one single workflow. Their AI agents handle the busy work so your reps can focus on what matters, live conversations. Stop wasting up to 80% of the day stitching tools together and start hitting your numbers with Nooks. Go to nooks.ai to see how artificial intelligence plus human intelligence equals more pipeline. That's nooks.ai, N-O-O-K-S.ai.